very few people that are truly living a real life of love, right?
Yes.
Why is this so hard, and how can we become better at this thing?
Well, it's hard because we weren't taught, you know, growing up in school, science, math, history, but there's nothing about how to be in right relationship with ourselves. And if we're not in right relationship with ourselves, it's going to be pretty impossible to be in right relationship with someone else. See, when we feel unworthy, when we have parts of ourselves that we judge, that we reject because they don't fit into the idea of who we should be, then we hide those parts from ourselves and others, and no one gets a chance to love those parts of us because they don't see them unless they come out in a really bad way, right?
Yeah.
You know, in an argument, in a relationship. But how to love yourself, how to make relationships great with other people, specifically romantically, it really starts with you. Everything begins and ends with you. I love what Marissa Peer says. She's one of my amazing mentors, and she says, we only respond to two things, according to neuroscience. It's not other people, places, or things. It's two things, the words and the pictures that we tell ourselves. So because everything begins and ends with us, we must get committed to bringing our attention back to our relationship with ourselves, with the intention of loving and accepting all that we are. And if you don't know how to do that, get some support, because it can be much easier with support than trying to figure it out by yourself. That mirror exercise that I gave earlier is a really great start. Just get present with yourself. On a regular basis, get present with yourself and learn to become a dear friend to yourself.
Yeah. It's hard, right?
It can be hard when you don't know what to do, but it becomes easier when you do know what to do, right? I hear that from all my clients. Gosh, love is so hard. You know, why is it so hard to find a healthy relationship? But it's like, it's only hard because you don't understand how it works. It's not hard because there's something wrong with you or because you're too broken. You just haven't learned. You know, I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so bad at algebra, so there must be something wrong with me. It's like, no, I haven't learned. I should get a mentor, you know, a tutor. So it's like that. It's how do you build a loving relationship with someone else where someone else will feel loved and seen and acknowledged by you? Well, build that with yourself first. Whenever difficult emotions come up, instead of distracting yourself with food or TV or substances or talking on the phone or going shopping, put your hand where you feel that emotion. Breathe love into it and talk to it as if it was the child, 5-year-old version of you. Give that part of you that's suffering, that's desperate for your love, give that part of you your love and support so that it feels valued by you.